Chapter 18. Honor Guard. Taken at face value, we were clearly mad. Actually, I believe we're clearly mad most of the rest of the time, so go Fethin figure. Colm Corbeck at Hagia. From deep inside its planetary core, obeying ancient instructions, the mechanisms of the Saint came alive. Vast psychic amplifiers woke and broadcast their signal. For just an instant. An instant enough to send abject fear into the souls of the Chaos Spawn infesting the planet. An instant enough to cremate the minds of Ashul hosts choking up across the promontory. An instant enough to blow back the warp storm with such force that the advancing fleet was tumbled aside. An instant enough to show Tolin Dorden his smiling son again, to show Colm Corbeck one last glimpse of his father, to show Ban Dower a final vision of the old woman with the shockingly white hair in the refugee crowd, to show Trooper Nikkeg Vamberfeld the hard, penetrating eyes of the Chelan herdsgirl in the last moments of his life. Outside the Shrinehold, under a cold, blue sky, Ibram Gaunt limped out, and down a churned-up mass of snow and stone that used to be steps. He was clad in full dress uniform. The remnants of the convoy waited below. Beyond them, littered across the snows of the promontory, lay the fused and charred skeletons of 9,000 chaos-touched humans and the blackened wrecks of over 500 war machines. Hark. Hark stepped up and saluted the Colonel Commissar.
Units present and numbers correct, sir.
Very good.
Gaunt paused and looked back along the promontory at the lonely post tomb the Tempellum Aetani had erected in the snow and rock beside the corundum pillar of the Eternal Watchfire. Gaunt climbed up into his waiting salamander.
Honor Guard, mount up.
As the commander orders, mount up and make ready.
Hark relayed down the line. Cries came back.
Column ready to move out, sir,
Hark reported. Gaunt thought of Slado for a moment, and the old blood pact. He touched the scar on his palm. Then he took one last look back at Vamberfeld's lonely post-tomb.
Honor Guard! Advance!
He cried, making a sweeping gesture with his hand. The units began to rumble forward, under a spotless sky of frozen blue, down towards the head of the pass. That was Honor Guard, written by Dan Abnett, narrated by Toby Longworth. This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2020.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this programme.